Clay gets free off the screen. Jumper right side. Good! He's got 60! He's the fourth Warrior ever to get 60 points. And the last Warrior to get 60 was Rick Barry back in 1974.
This Warriors sound flashback to December 5th, 2016, a rewind of Klay Thompson's 60-point night and a Warriors win over the Indiana Pacers. I'm Lawrence Scott with this listen back to a momentous regular season game at Oracle Arena in the 2016-17 championship season.
The crowd is chanting Klay.
Warriors broadcaster Tim Roy shares some of the memories from that December in 2016.
Hours earlier, Klay Thompson had overslept and missed shoot-around. But when he came to Oracle to play the Indiana Pacers, he was ready. Draymond, left-hand dribble, cross-court Thompson. He's open, he fires, three ball for Klay. 5-0 start for Golden State. Klay Thompson will go on to score 60 points in 29 minutes, which according to Elias, is the fewest minutes played in a 60-point game. 20 of 21 field goals by Klay were assisted by 7 different Warrior players. But what made the feat even more remarkable was it was 60 points, 29 minutes, just 11 dribbles.
Give credit to my teammates. I want to be able to do this without them. They got me so many open looks. They know how to put the ball right in the shooting pocket. And it was just a fun night.
A fun night for certain, filled with a variety of memorable moments.
Tipped by West, grabbed by Durant to Klay. It's a three, and it's cold, hard cash.
All that attention on Klay Thompson. Curry steals the inbound. Warriors are having fun. Klay for three. Good!
Thompson cuts across. He wants the ball. Catches right corner. Turns. Fires. And hits! That was ridiculous! Curry just runs up the tunnel. He's going home. It's 59-39. Thompson's got 30. The lead is 20.
Klay corner three. 60 for Klay Thompson.
This Warrior sound flashback to December 5th, 2016, putting the spotlight on Klay Thompson's 60-point night. And when it was all said and done, here's some of what Klay said at the post-game press conference.
Klay, obviously, 60 points, three quarters. It's crazy. Is this something that you've ever experienced before, this zone or whatnot? I know you had some big games before, but can you compare this?
Yeah, probably to that one quarter against the Kings, the closest that comes to it, but proud of myself. I had 0 turnovers tonight. I feel like every shot I took was a good shot, and just the way I was playing off my teammates too, you know, it's easy to run, get open looks when you're running off Zaza and Draymond all night, and I think it started for me when I got a few layups in the beginning. That always opens up my game, and whenever I'm active off the ball, that's when I'm at my best.
Klay, I was told that you talked about the shots you missed at halftime. You had 40 points, yet what makes you go back and second guess the ones you missed?
I just hate when I miss a wide open corner three. That's like a layup to a shooter. And it's basketball, we're all humans. We're gonna miss shots, we're gonna make mistakes. But all the best shooters that ever play this game are all big time perfectionists. And I feel like, I mean, me, Steph, and Kevin are no different. And it's just about striving to, I mean, you wanna make every shot. So I remember the ones I miss more than the ones I make, but because I'd like to see what I did wrong. But it's part of the game, and can't really complain with the night we had. I mean, we had a mate, is it 45 assists and 12 turnovers? It's unheard of. And we're clicking right now. It's big. We got this. We didn't have a letdown tonight going on this road trip.
This team is scoring at an offensive rate not seen in the NBA in at least 25 years so far. Is this peak of what this team can do offensively, or is there another gear
there
somewhere?
I don't think so. We're only 21 games in. There's definitely another gear. And we're still relatively new playing with each other. But it has been a smooth transition, obviously. That's a big testament to the character of the guys we got, who are very unselfish, guys like Kevin and Zaza and the other guys we brought on too. They don't care about the numbers, they just want to win. That's why they joined up D West as well. And like I said, 45 assists, that's ridiculous. Who was the last team? Was it Showtime who did it 25 years ago? I don't know, or the Suns? Nice, Ray. Sports encyclopedia, the best one there is right there.
And this, some of what Coach Kerr shared about Clay's epic 60-point night.
Steve, I mean, scoring 60 points is an incredible feat, but to do it in 29 minutes, I mean, just how remarkable is that? And was there any thought in your mind of letting him play in the fourth quarter?
No. We were up 35 or whatever. I mean, the game was in hand, so no, there was never any thought about playing him again. But, yeah, that was pretty amazing performance. You know, we know he's capable of that. Everybody around here remembers his 37-point quarter. Was it 37 or 38? 37. So it always feels like it's a possibility. And when he got off to that start that he did, you know, a lot of easy buckets early, some lay-ins, and then he got his jumper going. It was kind of started rolling downhill from there.
Coach, you talked about those easy buckets he got. Can you talk about, you know, he moves well without the ball.
Yeah.
Did it seem like that kind of got him going? How difficult is that to teach guys the move, constantly move without the ball?
Well, it comes naturally for him. He's kind of an old school NBA player. You know, he's like Reggie Miller, Rip Hamilton, guys who work without the ball. The game today is played so much on the ball, ball screens, spot up, you know, on the weak side. But Clay really is just constantly moving and probing, and it's effective because we got a lot of playmakers. I mean, you could see once he got hot, Steph was looking for him, Draymond, KD, you know, Andre, they're all looking for him, Zaza. And so I've said this before, but I really believe the strength of our team the last few years offensively has been the number of guys that we have who can pass and make plays. And what's really gratifying as a coach is when you see the type of unselfishness. You know, Steph was on the bench, I think, early second quarter. He was like 1 for 5 for 3 points at the time. And he was the happiest guy in the building when Clay was going nuts. Same with KD. He was the celebrations on the sideline. To me, showed kind of what this team is about. They take a lot of joy in each other's success, which is fun to see.
Can you describe for us, at least in some detail, the post-game locker room, what it was like after a game like this where you blow out a team and where Clay hits the record books?
Well, I walked in and everybody was on their phone. And then I said, good job, guys. They went. And then we brought it in. Good job. 1, 2, 3, just us. Here I am.
I'm Lawrence Scott. Thank you for listening to this Warrior Sound Flashback.